We're dinking around with Eddie and Webby. Dinking around with Eddie and Webby tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You looking to pickle?
Oh, hey, how's it going? This is Webby, not Eddie.
And I'm Eddie, and this is our 61st Dinking Around.
Oh, yeah, episode number 61.
That's right. This is our second episode with our new format with pre-recorded, segmented segments, for lack of a better term. I'm really excited about it, Webby. What do you think so far?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I like the faster pace. I like the shorter length. I like it a lot. Super fun.
That's right. We hope you guys like it too. We have received good feedback so far, so we're going to keep going with this. This is all possible because of our friends over at Valair Pickleball. We are so happy to be partnering with Valair, and I highly encourage you to go out to Valair.com and use coupon code PB for life, and that way you can get what, Webby?
You can get 10% off your order. Aw, yeah.
That's right. If you want to get some of the best pickleball gear and merch out there, definitely go over to Valair.com, coupon code PB for life. Thank you again to our friends over at Valair. And Webby, what is the first segment that we're going to be getting to tonight?
Well, the first segment has a very important question.
What in the world is in that drink? What you got in that drink?
That's right. What is in that drink? What's in your drink today, Eddie?
Well, actually, our good friends over at Fort Myers Brewing Company, they make seltzers. And let me tell you about these seltzers. They're called spiked hard seltzers. They taste incredible. They have zero carbs, zero sugar, only 90 calories. And honestly, they taste absolutely amazing. You can get them at Fort Myers Brewing Company, but I also found a 12-pack of these at my local Publix, which I was super excited about. This is the cherry limeade flavor. They have a bunch of other flavors. I love it. That is what's in my drink. What's in your drink?
Well, what's in my drink is from our friends at New Belgium Brewing. This is the very delicious Voodoo Ranger Juicy Haze IPA, and I already have it poured, and it's poured in a very special cup here. And this is from last year's Beer City Open. It's one of the plastic cups, but I kept it. It's still in great shape. And it's quite topical because the registration for Beer City Open just recently opened. I think it's going to be closing right around the time this episode airs. So hopefully you guys got into the lottery. Hopefully you made it in. But cheers to everybody, and cheers to you, Eddie.
Cheers to you, my friend. Always love the Beer City Open. That's crazy that you were able to keep that plastic glass for that long, and it's still in good shape.
Yeah, I actually forgot about it. I was looking in my cabinet. I found it. I was like, you know what? This is a sign. This is the cup I need to use tonight for the episode.
Love it. Can't wait for Beer City Open. Always one of my most favorite events of the year, if not my most favorite pickleball event.
Yes, it's so good. But I think it's time for something.
Now it's time for Memes of the Week. Yeah.
That's right. It's Memes of the Week. And I'm going to be kicking it off first here this week. And this comes from our friends over at Memes of Pickleball. Once again, I love Memes of Pickleball. They have such great content. This actually isn't in video or audio format. It's actually kind of just a collaboration of tweets kicked off by our friend Christian Alshon. And basically, for those of you guys who don't know, Christian Alshon is a former tennis player. I believe he did pretty well in tennis. I don't know exactly how far he went with his career. He's still pretty young, but I believe he did pretty well. By the way, he goes by at Tweener King. He said, pickleball has made me a better athlete than tennis ever did. Faster reaction time and speed are needed since the ball is only coming from 10 feet away. Point for point, pickleball requires more skill than tennis. And Webby, before we get into some of these reactions here, do you have a thought on tennis versus pickleball? And you know, do you really need to be that much more athletic to play pickleball at a high level than tennis? Like, what's your immediate thought on that?
So I'll be honest. I saw that tweet. He tweeted it the day after April Fool's Day. And I think I was one of the very first people to respond to his tweet. And I responded with, is this a late April Fool's Day joke? If not, I like what you're saying. But to be honest, like, I don't totally agree with what he said. I kind of feel like he did it just to get a rise out of people, because I don't think that pickleball requires more athleticism. I think it's the opposite, but I think that's one of the reasons why pickleball is so great, because it does not require as much athleticism as tennis. So I don't know if he was trolling. I don't know if he posted that thinking it was still April Fool's Day. I don't know what the motive was behind it, but what happened after he did that was pretty hilarious.
Absolutely. I will agree that probably having fast hands is something that you need to develop more to be better at pickleball than tennis. But as far as overall athleticism, I think I would agree. It's probably tougher to play tennis. It's more impactful on your body. But his tweet then triggered a lot of responses from some very well-known tennis players that we want to be able to show you as well, thanks to our friends at Memes of Pickleball. First one's from Nick Kyrgios saying, "Yeah, let's hide under the bed after this statement. Ha 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 ha, bro. Get me the best pickleball player and compare his talent to Roger Federer. Wild tweet, wild thought. Delete right now. I love pickle, but you had too many tequilas." I mean, that's pretty cool that we got Nick to respond, but it doesn't stop there. It keeps on going. Christian responds with, "We barely scratched the surface of pickleball's potential. Imagine if pickleball had more athletes like Federer, Djokovic, and Alcaraz. Then we could compare. Come to pickleball, you might be able to break the top 10. Nick Kyrgios comes back, says, "Why would I come to pickleball? I'm too busy getting to ATP Tour finals." Just a little bit of a flex there, right? Not surprised from him.
Yeah.
Christian responds, "Fun fact, you and I literally have the same amount of major titles in our tennis careers."
Ooh. Oh,
okay. Well, I guess he's got a point there, you know?
Yeah.
Nick comes back with, "Whatever, mate, at least when I lose a major, I don't run to my rental car to film myself sobbing."
Good point.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, Tweener King Christian Alshon does have a YouTube channel. And I do have to tell you that, you know, I respect the fact that he's willing to record himself in a not so favorable light. So, yeah, I guess it is what it is. Christian responds with, "Don't you have some chair umpires to be yelling at and Outback Steakhouse commercials to be narrating right now?" Which, by the way, Webby, would you think it's an insult if you narrated an Outback Steakhouse commercial, like, and somebody called you on it?
No, not at all. I feel like that would be an honor. I would love to be a narrator for an Outback Steakhouse commercial.
I agree. I didn't see that as much of an insult, but I guess, I don't know. Well, this doesn't just continue between Christian and Nick Kyrgios. It goes on, and the one and only Andy Roddick jumps in. Says, "It's pretty hard to say one of the most ridiculous things on Twitter in a given day. Tell you what, if anyone pickle person ever ranks higher in tennis than what Sock will be at the end of this year in his new paid pickle hobby, I'll commentate a pickle match standing on my head." Huh. Okay. Shots fired a little bit, I guess. James Blake, who was at Pickleball Slam that we had our close call replay at a couple months ago, responded with, "There is literally zero chance any top-ranked tennis player comes into pickleball and doesn't dominate." And this is where I think it gets hilarious. Sam Query jumps in and says, "What's up, guys? What's everybody up in arms about again?" Okay. And James Blake and Andy Roddick both respond with, "Shit." Because as you all know, Sam Query, when he was new into pickle, he basically made some pretty bold statements that he was going to be the best player in the world or even in the top 10. And well, let's just say it hasn't worked out so well for him. So I don't know. I think they both made some great points here. I don't know that I necessarily agree with what Christian said, as we stated before, but it's really cool to see a lot of these other tennis players actually getting involved in this, because if it was a total joke to them, they wouldn't. So that's why this is my meme of the week.
I like it. That was a great choice. It was definitely a big topic in the pickleball world. So very well done. I think that was a great one to choose.
Thank you, Webby. What about you, man? You got a meme of the week?
I do, and it's another big hot topic issue in the world of pickleball. And this has to do with Major League Pickleball. And there was a certain team that drafted two players that publicly don't really get along these days. And that has to do with the one and only Tyson McGuffin and Tyler Leung. They both got drafted to the same Major League Pickleball team. Why somebody would do that, I have no idea, because it's just asking for a lot of trouble. But luckily, we got Memes of Pickleball to save the day and swoop in and give us some great memes. So let's take a look at a couple of the memes that Memes of Pickleball did about the topic. So this first one, it takes place at an airport, and there is a title that says, "Tyler Leung wishing Tyson McGuffin farewell on his way to Orlando after getting traded to the Squeeze." So we got one of those guys that guides the airplanes around the airport, and he's very excitedly guiding away from where he's at. So yeah, I feel like that's probably pretty accurate about how Tyler Leung was bidding farewell to Tyson. Here is an image of Tyson McGuffin showing up as pick number 19, and it says, "Is Tyson McGuffin the greatest Utah Black Diamond of all time? He never lost a match. He didn't commit a single unforced error, and he never missed a third shot or dink." So hard to argue with those stats, and I totally agree. That's it is hard to argue with those stats. So this is a great one. It shows the coach of the Detroit Lions during one of the press conferences, and the title that goes along with it is Connor Pardoe after drafting the two players who hate each other the most to be partners on the same MLP team.
Yeah, look, that's a bad call on me. It's a bad call. You know, I shouldn't have done that to those guys. It's a bad call.
Was it a little bit you saw? I mean, did they just make a good point?
It's a bad call on me. It is. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I feel like this is very, very accurate about about how Connor Pardoe should have felt after that.
Bad call.
Oh, I love this one. It comes from the movie The Hangover, and it says, "The Utah Black Diamonds calling teams trying to trade Tyson days after drafting him and Tyler."
Yeah, listen. We f***ed up.
And then this one is great. It's got Tyson McGuffin's logo, and it says, "Tyson McGuffin after the Utah Black Diamonds drafted Tyler Leung," and they use his logo to form the words, "Trade me." So
good.
Great job once again, Memes of Pickleball. So good. So good.
I totally agree. You gotta love Memes of Pickleball. I love that memes are working their way into the pickleball space here. They cater to a little bit of a younger audience. I love it. I think it's so creative, and just to see what people come up with is incredible.
Yeah.
We're gonna continue to bring more great memes to you in every single episode. So if you're a meme creator and you have a meme that you want us to review, send it on over. Or if you are actually a fan of memes and you have a good one you want us to review, send it on over as well. We would appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely send them our way. I absolutely love this segment, and it's super fun. Can't wait to keep it going. But Eddie, it's time.
Now it's time for Topics of the Week.
That's right. It's Topics of the Week. And usually Webby's going to pick a topic. I'm going to pick a topic, even though this is our second episode of the new format and we haven't done it because, again, we're going to combine it into one. And this week, Webby, what is the topic that we're going to be discussing?
Oh, man, I am super excited about this one. We just talked about it briefly already, but basically the topic is going to be memes in the world of pickleball. I feel like that has taken on a life of its own in the pickleball universe. There's a lot of great meme creators out there, but as we've said before, I think there is somebody that is pretty much the cream of the crop when it comes to creating memes, and I am super excited at the fact that we are actually going to be talking to the creator of Memes of Pickleball here tonight, but they do wish to remain anonymous, so we are going to respect that. So we are going to give them the anonymous treatment. But without further ado, let's go ahead and get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, the person themselves that runs Memes of Pickleball. Thanks for joining us tonight. First off, we just got to give you mad props. We absolutely love what you're doing in the world of pickleball. We find a lot of entertainment value out of what you're doing. And just thank you very much for joining us tonight, and thank you for creating such a super entertaining account.
Hey, I appreciate the kind words. I'm glad I can make you guys laugh, and it's cool to hear that a ton of people share that same sentiment. I'm just happy to provide some comedic relief.
So what made you decide to start making pickleball-related memes?
Well, it was always a thought in my head that I had, but it was just too busy to start it. And a close friend of mine who's a pro player consistently urged me to start it. And one night during the 2022 Nationals, amongst some drama between the players at the tournament, the content was just too good to pass up. And Memes of Pickleball was born.
Nice. So have you ever had any experience creating memes before getting involved in pickleball?
I do. Quite a long history, in fact. The friend of mine who was urging me to start it knew of this, which is why he was so persistent.
So do you remember what the subject matter for the first or one of the first memes that you created was?
I do. It was a situation where Catherine Parento dropped Elise Jones in the middle of the tournament in favor of Annalie Waters, who needed a partner due to Lee getting injured.
Oh, man. I definitely remember that. That was a big, memorable moment in the world of pro pickleball. I feel like that was like one of the most like the most controversial things to happen in pro pickleball. Would you agree, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, definitely. 100%.
But I feel like creating good memes, it's like a work of art, and you really have to have a good eye for that kind of thing. Like, do you or did you have a career that kind of helps you be so good at making memes?
As a matter of fact, I do. I won't go into exactly what career that is, but it's an occupation that definitely does help often in the realm of making memes.
Well, I got to say, it's very impressive to see how on top of everything you are in the pickleball world. If something like funny or kind of outrageous happens, it seems like you have a meme created almost immediately. Is memes of pickleball a one-person operation? Do you work with a team of people? How do you stay on top of all this action in the pro pickleball world?
It is a one-person operation, and other than Dave Fleming, whose job it literally is to watch pickleball, I think I might watch more pickleball than anyone else. For as much as I watch, I can't be on top of absolutely everything, so if a moment happens that I somehow miss, someone is usually in the DMs telling me to check out this point from this match, etc., which definitely helps. And as far as the speed at which I create the content, years of experience has helped me think of and work efficiently to get content out immediately.
Nice. So there's quite a few accounts out there and people creating memes these days in addition to you. Do you view them as competition in the pickleball meme space, or do you welcome the competition? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the more the merrier. Luckily, it seems like I've carved out a pretty unique, nice little niche for myself, but other accounts who make Instagram reel skits and whatnot are also pretty hilarious and great to watch, so I don't look at them as competition, per se, but rather peers in their own segment.
Yeah, we can definitely relate to that. I always encourage people that want to create content for pickleball to go out there and do it, because I think it's just, you know, everybody gains from it, all of us. When it comes to inspiration though, like, what do you think is your biggest inspiration when it comes to making pickleball memes?
Definitely the reactions from players and fans. It's always interesting and rewarding to see what players repost and what they interact with, and as well as the comments on the posts, which are usually pretty encouraging, and that just only adds motivation to create more content for them.
Nice. So I'm sure this is basically like asking which child you love more, but do you have any specific meme that stands out to you as one of your favorites that you've created?
Yeah, this is a lame answer, but there's just too many to choose from, you know? If I had to narrow it down, I'd say anything involving Sam Querrey, who I likely owe royalties to at this point for using his name and likeness so much.
Yeah.
Or perhaps the recent PPA one child versus two child commentator saga. The most liked post, however, is the Annalie Waters, Lee Waters, SpongeBob and Patrick meme carousel, which was a hit. And honestly, the more niche it is, the better. Sometimes I like to imagine a random person finding the account and seeing a meme, and the more it would literally make zero sense to them, the funnier it is for me and to those who know the context of it.
It's so great. I do remember the memes you're talking about there. What has been the overall reaction from the pro players that you make memes about?
Overall, they've been more than receptive and seem to take it kind-heartedly. Most of them tend to repost, even if it pokes fun at them, whether it be for an outfit they wore or hilariously bad shot that involved them. There's never any intention to truly bash anyone or put them down, and I think they know that. And they can laugh at themselves, which just makes it fun for everyone, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree. It really does seem like a lot of the pros are really good sports about it and really appreciate what you're doing. But I do got to ask, and you don't have to give any names, but has there been any pro players that got mad about any of the memes you made about them? But do feel free to give names if you want to.
Yes, there has been one in particular that took exception to a post, but I'm going to be lame again and keep their identity confidential. I already know what it's like to be on his or her bad side, so I won't out them and put myself deeper into their doghouse.
Totally get that. In order to keep Memes of Pickleball going, you want to push the envelope but not go too far to where people get too upset about it. I got to tell you, this has been great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your meme-creating schedule to join us here today. Before we do part ways, though, is there anything you'd like to say to everybody, the millions of people tuning in?
Hey, I appreciate the interview. I really do. And I suppose thanks for all those who follow and engage with the account. And like I previously mentioned, that's the main reason that keeps it going, you know?
Nice. Well, this has been super fun. I really appreciate you joining us tonight. It was a lot of fun getting a chance to talk to you briefly here. I just want to say thank you very much again for creating such an entertaining account and making all of us pickleball players and pickleball fans laugh. And just have a great night. And thanks again.
Yeah, well, thank you. And keep doing what you guys are doing. I mean, you guys are OGs. So it's cool to see you continue to do your thing. Also, everybody beware out there, or you just might see yourself on Memes of Pickleball. Later, guys.
Man, that was awesome. How cool is it the fact that we got to talk to the creator of Memes of Pickleball?
I 100% agree. It's so great. Incredibly talented. Makes so much great content. Webby, I wish I had that level of creativity in me. And you know, some people will say like, oh, you can really work on it. I don't think so, man. I think people like him have a gift, a talent when it comes to creativity, and memes is it's an art form. It's a work of art. It's just a different format than what 10 years ago people would have considered art.
Oh, for sure. I totally agree. And yeah, it is something that I feel like you either have it or you don't when it comes to that type of creativity. There's a lot that goes into it. I feel like a lot of people don't truly understand and appreciate what goes into creating a good meme, because not only do you have to be like on top of current events and hot button issues that are going on in the world, but you also have to have a lot of knowledge of just pop culture in general to be able to relate two things together, because that's the key to a good meme, is pulling out a reference from a TV show or a movie or something like that and blending it with something that just happened in the news, or in this case, in the world of pickleball. So it absolutely is a work of art, and I really am a big fan of what they do, and I respect what they do.
Yeah, big fan. I love the creativity. And speaking of creativity, you know who else is creative? Is our friends over at Jigsaw Health. And Webby, how do you like to stay hydrated?
So my favorite way to stay hydrated, specifically when I play pickleball, is to drink some Fruit Punch Electrolyte Supreme. I like to drink a bottle before I start playing pickleball, and then I drink a second bottle towards the end of my pickleball playing session, and that, combined with drinking some water in between games, has worked out perfectly for me. So thank you, Jigsaw Health, for keeping me nice and hydrated there.
That's right, at Jigsaw Health, it's fun to feel good, and if you go to jigsawhealth.com and use coupon code PBforLife10, you're going to get what?
You're going to get $10 off your order.
That's right. You're going to get some great products that are going to help you stay good, help you stay hydrated, and it also helps out our channel, which we appreciate as well. And Webby, now I think it's time for
closing thoughts.
So what did we learn today? We learned that if you're going to tweet about pickleball requiring more athleticism than tennis, then you should expect a lot of people to bash you and make fun of you. And and some of the top pros in the world of tennis are even going to join in on the fun.
Yep, deservedly so.
Right. Also, if you own a Major League Pickleball team, you probably should not draft two people that are known to strongly dislike each other, because I feel like that's not a great strategy.
Yeah, chemistry is important, right?
Yeah. And lastly, as we talked about earlier in the episode, creating memes in general, especially in the world of pickleball, it is a work of art. It is something that should be respected. And it's something that not everybody can do properly, but memes of pickleball, they have mastered that craft. And for that, I applaud you.
Love it. Well, thank you guys again for tuning in. This has been Dinking Around episode 61. And on that note, I'm Eddie.
And until next time, this is Webby, not Eddie, signing off.
So, yeah.
We're dinking around with Eddie and Webby. Dinking around with Eddie and Webby tonight.
Oh, yeah.